What if everything you believed about work and success was fundamentally wrong? The traditional path grinding through 40-plus years of work to finally enjoy life during retirement is what Timothy Ferris calls the deferred life plan. It's a broken model that postpones living until we're often too old to fully embrace it. Consider the diamond-adorned businessman Ferris met on a late-night flight, who, despite amassing impressive wealth, confessed his deepest regret, spending decades working with people he disliked, only to realize too late he'd missed what mattered most. The new rich operate differently. They abandon postponed life plans to create luxury lifestyles now through time and mobility. Their wealth isn't measured by bank accounts, but by freedom of choice. A software employee negotiating remote work to travel 6 months yearly, a business owner streamlining operations to pursue passion projects, a student generating passive income online, all exemplify this paradigm shift. True wealth comes from controlling how you spend your time. Someone making $75,000 working 10 hours weekly enjoys more wealth than someone earning $300,000 working 80-hour weeks. The former has both money and time, the ultimate currency, while the latter has sacrificed life's most precious resource for digits in an account. What would you do if retirement wasn't an option? This question forces us to design a life worth living now rather than postponing happiness indefinitely. Why don't more people pursue extraordinary lives? Fear keeps us trapped in unsatisfying situations, paralyzed by perceived risks rather than real ones. The solution is fear setting, a structured exercise for confronting fears head on. Fear setting involves writing down worst-case scenarios, developing prevention strategies, and identifying repair tactics. This process often reveals that our biggest fears are unfounded. Consider job changes. Many fear irreversible failure and destitution. Yet most career shifts can be reversed within months. Financial risks can be planned for, health insurance secured independently, and strategic breaks often enhance your employability. The crucial question isn't what if I fail, but what if I succeed and regret not having tried sooner? By analyzing fears rationally, we clear the path for meaningful change. What potentially life-changing decision have you been postponing? The Pareto Principle states that 80% of outputs typically come from 20% of inputs. This principle becomes a powerful tool for eliminating waste and maximizing impact. Identify which 20% of your activities produce 80% of your results, then focus your energy there while eliminating or delegating the rest. Ferris applied this in his business, finding that 95% of revenue came from just 4% of resellers. By focusing on top performers and removing high-maintenance, low-profit customers, he increased profits while reducing workload. This principle works beyond business. Consider which 20% of relationships bring 80% of happiness, or which 20% of possessions you use most frequently. Combined with Parkinson's law, that work expands to fill available time, you can set aggressive deadlines to force focus on essentials. Try completing critical work before noon, or taking Monday and Friday off to see how natural prioritization occurs under time constraints. In our age of information overload, most content we consume doesn't improve our lives. It creates anxiety and prevents focus on what matters. The low information diet means limiting intake to only what's necessary and useful. Before consuming information, ask, "Will this help me complete a meaningful project or task?" Begin with a one-week media fast. No news, magazines, radio, television, recreational web surfing, or books. This detox reveals how much information consumption is habitual rather than purposeful, while showing how little of importance we actually miss. Create permanent boundaries by checking email only twice daily, using autoresponders, and encouraging concise communication. When reading is necessary, use speed reading techniques to improve efficiency. Practice the art of non-finishing. Abandon any content that fails to deliver value. Life is too short to finish things out of obligation. By guarding your attention through selective ignorance, you reclaim mental bandwidth for meaningful work and experiences. The key to lifestyle redesign is creating a muse, an automated income stream that funds your ideal lifestyle with minimal oversight. Unlike traditional businesses, muses are designed specifically to generate income while requiring little attention. Choose a niche market where you have insider knowledge or personal interest, targeting a specific demographic to focus your messaging. Your product should meet key criteria: $50 to $200 price point, simple to explain, quick to create, under 4 weeks, and capable of automation after setup. Information products like books and courses are ideal due to high margins and easy automation. Physical products can work too, especially using dropshipping services. Before major investment, conduct micro tests using simple landing pages and small ad campaigns to verify market interest. Consider Sarah's example. She tested multiple fitness products simultaneously, identified the winner through customer response, then automated fulfillment to generate $10,000 monthly while working just 2 hours weekly. The goal isn't creating a massive company, but establishing reliable income that supports your lifestyle with minimal involvement. With income automated, the final step is geographic liberation through remote work or travel. For entrepreneurs, this transition happens naturally. For employees, it requires strategic negotiation. The process starts with becoming an indispensable performer. Then, demonstrate remote productivity during occasional work-from-home days. Propose a trial period, 1 to 2 days weekly, with clear metrics, and gradually expand based on results. Once remote work becomes normal, negotiate geographic freedom. Dave, a software engineer, exemplified this approach. After establishing his value, he requested work-from-home days for focused coding. Proving increased productivity, he secured a 2-day remote arrangement. Within 6 months, he negotiated a fully remote position, allowing him to work from Bali while maintaining his Silicon Valley salary. If remote work isn't possible in your current role, consider finding new opportunities. Once location independent, explore mini retirements, extended 1 to 6 month stays in foreign locations. This allows for deeper cultural immersion, language learning, and meaningful connections versus rushed traditional vacations. After automating income and leaving traditional work, many face an identity void. The challenge shifts from escaping work to finding meaningful direction without its familiar structure. The answer lies in pursuing growth and purpose beyond career advancement. With time constraints removed, accelerated learning becomes possible, whether through languages, martial arts, dance, or any activity creating flow states of complete engagement. Purpose often emerges through service to others and creative expression. Environmental work, teaching, community projects, writing, art, or entrepreneurial ventures pursued for their own sake provide deep fulfillment. The 4-hour work week isn't about endless leisure, but replacing compulsory work with chosen work, activities you do regardless of payment. As a terminally ill woman reminded Ferris, life is not a dress rehearsal. The tragedy isn't failure, but postponing the life you want until it's too late.